Hello and welcome back to another 5 Tip Friday episode. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm trying to make the 5 Tip Friday episodes relate to the Tuesday episode. So they're kind of like a companion. And so this week we talked about the mind shift that we need to make to break off a bad relationship, why we struggle ending a bad relationship, why we worry that it'll be worse to be out of this bad relationship than to just stay in it. And so because of that, I have created a list of 5 tips to walk away from a bad relationship. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today, we are going to talk about 5 tips to finding the strength to walk away from a bad relationship. And let's start with 1, recognizing your worth. Remind yourself that you deserve to be treated with respect, with kindness, and with love. Reflect on your values and what you want and need in a healthy relationship. Remember that staying in a toxic or unhealthy relationship will only erode your self-esteem and happiness along the way. So true. The longer you stay, the longer you think that you deserve it. The longer you think that you don't deserve anything else. And so the first step in getting out of a bad relationship is recognizing that you matter and that you deserve more and that you do not deserve the treatment that you're getting from this person. I really think that's the key to everything. Once you really understand that you deserve more, you'll fight for more. And when the partner isn't that person that can fulfill that for you, you can walk away. I know that's a mouthful for a very short episode, but don't worry. There are plenty of episodes that I have made where we talk about how to rebuild your self-worth. So you might not get all of that in this one. I'm just letting you know that that is the first step in getting out of this relationship. All right, so let's move to 2, trust your instincts. Listen to your intuition and pay attention to any warning signs or red flags in the relationship. And trust your gut. Trust your gut feelings and acknowledge when something doesn't feel right. Your instincts are powerful indicators of whether a relationship is healthy or not. And it's not just to, and it says trust your instincts, but not only trust them, listen to them. Don't just say, well, he had a bad day. Well, I was kind of cranky today. Well, maybe I'll give him another chance. Well, maybe something external caused him to be that way. Don't make excuses. The moment you start making excuses for one thing, you'll make excuses for all the things. You'll find yourself in the relationship 5 years later in a way worse situation and unable to do anything about it because you feel like it's too late. You feel like, well, I already invested 5 years in this person, so I might as well just stick with it. Listen to the red flags early. It's so much easier to walk away from a relationship within the first 2, 3, 4 weeks than it is in 2, 3, 4 months than it absolutely is in 2, 3, 4 years. So listen to your gut. Run away as fast as you can. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be ugly. But you also don't need to worry about their feelings at the expense of yours. Break it off. Sorry, this isn't working. If you don't want to be that honest, say, you know what? Whatever, an excuse, I'm moving, I'm going away, my ex-boyfriend called me back, whatever you need to get out of the relationship, just end it. 3, seek support. Of course, surround yourself with supportive friends, family members, or a therapist or a coach who can offer guidance, encouragement, and perspective as you navigate the decision of leaving this relationship. Having a strong support system can provide validation and reassurance during this challenging time. I really feel strongly on this one. I have actually been helping someone who is trying to get out of a really bad relationship. And I do believe that the only reason, not the only reason, but one of the reasons that she is taking those steps and seeing opportunities to get out of it is because of the conversations that she's having, because she's getting the support, because she's getting the validation, because she's able to speak to other people that are seeing things from an outside perspective and saying, oh my God, this is a terrible situation. You need to get out of it. And when she hears that and gets that support, it gives her the strength, the boost that she needs to do something that's hard and scary, but it gives her that confidence that she can get it done. So absolutely seek support and guidance from people around you that can guide you in the right path. Number four, visualize your future. Imagine your life without the toxicity and the negativity of the current relationship. Visualize yourself thriving, happy, and fulfilled in a healthier and more supportive environment. Use this vision as the motivation to take the necessary steps towards leaving the relationship. So when you write down what you want for your future and all the things that you think you deserve and you expect, it's not going to align with what you are in now and what this person can offer you. And we're not here to change anybody. Depending on how long you've been with this person, they have had plenty of time to be what you deserve them to be, and they haven't done it. And I'm sure that one way or another, maybe not so forcefully, you have been clear on what you need, what you deserve, and what you would like out of the relationship. Maybe you got tired of saying it because they didn't listen, but that's not the answer. The answer is recognizing what you deserve, what kind of relationship you want to be in, and understanding that staying with this person is never going to get you to that relationship that you want. The right person for you could be right around the corner, but if you're busy in this relationship, then you're not available to them. And then you're not getting the fulfillment, the happiness, the joy in this relationship. That is honestly what I call a waste of time. So end it. Visualize your future. Be clear about what you want and end this relationship that is not bringing you what you deserve. All right, number five. And this one is important because I recognize that not every relationship is easy and safe. So number five, create a safety plan. If you're in a potentially dangerous or abusive situation, create a safety plan to protect yourself and any dependents. This may involve identifying safe places to go, having a code word or a signal to communicate distress, and keeping important documents and emergency contacts readily accessible. I know that this is the reality for many women, that they struggle with leaving a relationship out of fear. They're not exactly happy, but they're trapped. They might be trapped financially. They might be trapped because this person has figured out a way to control so much that they know where they are at all times. They have a tracker on their phone. They know where they are. I get it. It is a serious situation. And I know that this cannot really be handled in a quick tip episode. But what I can say is think about your plan. What do you want to do? Maybe write out a plan, but don't leave it anywhere that he can see it. Maybe write it on your friend's phone. Maybe somebody that you can trust where you can share what your plan is and somebody that knows what you're going to do and what you want to do. And be clear on when you have an opportunity to exit. And once you've created that exit, exit. Do not hesitate. I listened to a podcast episode about a very popular, successful woman that had a situation like this. And again, I don't want to tell her story, but the fact of the matter is that she had a plan. She thought it all out. She had a plan. And then the partner had a loss in his family. And then she decided, let me wait, because she felt bad for him, because she was a decent person and missed that window. And then eventually had to escape in a horribly scary way. I'm actually going to put a link to the episode in the show notes because her name escapes me right now, but it's definitely worth checking out. So have a plan, have a clear plan. Do not tell this person about the plan. And when the window is there, take it. this is way longer of a topic, and I'm going to bring it back with actually some more advice of people that have lived through this, but that is my advice for if you are trying to leave a situation in that aspect. All right, I'm going to end it here. I hope that these 5 tips have helped you. I hope that if you recognize that you are in a relationship that is not fulfilling, that is not filling your cup, that is not valuing you, that you value yourself enough to say, enough is enough, I'm done, I am leaving. And I support you, and I know that you got this. Okay, and before I leave, if you are not dealing with a relationship that you want to end, but you are still struggling with your unwanted separation, I wanted to announce that my new course is now live, and it is a place where you can embark on a transformative journey designed to reshape the way you navigate your life post-separation. And this is not just another course, it is a pivotal roadmap using my 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology. It's got a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps. You'll discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, and open new doors to happiness and fulfillment. Don't miss this opportunity to turn the page and start writing a new chapter in your life. So be sure to check the link in the show notes so that you don't miss out. And with that, I will leave you, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.